With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Audio Frontier.
It's Rangers Daft, your weekly look from Football Daft at everything Rangers. Apologies for the lack of Rangers Daft last week, but it was because the man that is with me has been playing Bobina in the Pavilion.
Bobina!
Is it Bobina?
Bobina.
Bobina. He's been playing Bobina in the Pavilion Theatre in Glasgow. How's it been going so far, Stephen?
It's been enjoyable. It's been good. It's been good fun. Myself and Gradina have been having good fun. I enjoyed it. Good. The opening night was on Friday last week, so it was a wee bit emotional just to be back in front of a live audience and all that again.
Back treading the boards.
Yep, aye. Because obviously that's the first time we've been in front of an audience since the Panto of 2019. So aye, it was quite a wee bit emotional, a wee bit goosebumps, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Aye, it's been good. It's been good.
Are you and Grado sharing a dressing room?
We usually do, but we can't because we're the ugly sisters. There's too many. The costumes are too big. There's too many costumes. You've got about a million costume changes. So if you put all the costumes in the one dressing room,
right,
you would not be able to swing a cat.
So who are you sharing a dressing room with?
Just myself, mate.
Oh, you call a big man, eh? A big star on the door.
Fredo's got his in as well. Because we've
got
we've got too many costumes, so you need
to... Two big stars of the panel, they've got their own dressing rooms. The good news for you, Stephen, is you don't have to see Grado's Willie and you won't get into a fight with him.
Well, exactly. When he messes up the room and gets all grumpy and I start moaning, he just runs up, maybe he's Bobby out and it's not nice.
The podcast may survive Panto season, and that's good news.
Yes.
So we missed Rangers Daft last week. Apologies for that. Like I say, the boys were deep in Panto rehearsals, but we're back. And we've not really had a chance really to kind of assess what we are calling the Geo Revolution, or we think the GVBX. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst experience.
Exactly. We'll say, like, obviously you're saying off air there, we'll talk, like, George Bowie is the second most famous Geo in Scotland now.
He was fucking raging about that, by the way. Like, I obviously worked beside George on the breakfast in the morning, and when Gio came back to Rangers, he's now the most second famous Gio in Glasgow, so he's absolutely raging. And he's stealing the part of the GVBX, you know?
GVBX, I like that, GVBX.
There you go. What have you made of it so far? So we've kind of missed out, we've not had the chance to talk about, we've had Livy, which was his first league game.
Did we talk about Sparta?
We didn't talk about Sparta.
No, because the last time I was on, it was me and Stevie Clifford, and it was the...
Yeah, it was a press conference.
To be fair, Stevie Clifford did say Sparta, Livy, Hibs and Dundee, he did say we will win all four of those games.
And that, yeah.
Because he texts me.
What's impressed you the most? What you've seen so far, Stephen? What's been the big change? What do you think's
the biggest thing I've noticed is we're no longer a flat three in the middle. I like how you've kind of got one sitting like Davis or Kamara, and you allow Arfield and Aribo just to roam. And I seen Aribo talking the other day saying he's been told to just create havoc, and that's what it looks like. It looks like teams can't pick up these runners for the middle of the park. And you've seen it, the first goal against Livy, it was just a beautiful run through Arfield. And towards the end of Gerrard's tenure, it was just so flat. It was so flat. But now you're seeing the midfield now seems to be quite interchanging with the front three. It's getting closer to the striker. Midfielders are getting closer to the striker and getting closer to Morelos, and we just look more a threat going forward. And obviously the remit to Gio, when he took the job, would just come in and try and steady the ship a wee bit and make us harder to beat, better organised. And we've beat Sparta Prague. We've qualified for the latter stages of Europa again. We've went to Livy. We've went to Easter Road. We've beat Dundee at Ibrox. So you can't. We've only conceded one goal. So, I mean, before that, we were conceding first every fucking time we played football. Yeah. So,
I mean, that has been a big difference. 3 out of 4 clean sheets.
With Bassett centre-half as well.
Yeah. Do you think there's been a difference in the full-backs, Stephen? They've been, like, suppressed a bit more?
They've been told to sit back a bit more, I think. Do you know what I mean? They've been a bit more...
defensive more than...
Aye, and I think you've seen a massive change in Bonner. He's looking more defensively sound. We're not as gung-ho for full-back positions again. We're actually letting the midfielders do many of the attacking, and the full-backs are being restricted a wee bit more, and I think it has made us more compact. And I mean, hats off to Big Bassi as well, man. He's been playing well. He's been put in there. He's a left-back playing centre-half. Obviously, I think there is talk that he did play centre-half as well. Yeah. But you can't complain, but I've actually got butterflies in my stomach thinking about Sunday.
Well, we'll get on to that a bit later. Have you seen a big difference in Morelos?
I have. He's had a few goals as well, a couple of goals. He looks like his attitude looks a bit more, he looks a bit more up for it, he looks a bit more interested. Maybe I think there's still more that can come for him. But obviously got his goal at the weekend. Unlucky with another one with the header as well. I think we've seen a big change in everybody, to be honest. It's just, it looks like what I kind of hoped when Gerrard went was the players weren't too upset about it. And it looks like the team is thriving under a new kind of setup. So long may it continue, because we have absolutely colossal, massive, humongous fixtures coming up.
Well, that's right. So let's get into the Dundee game at the weekend. Obviously, you were treading the boards, so didn't get to see much of it apart from the highlights. Mm-hmm. 2 changes from Rangers in that, from the Hibs game. Scott Arfield and Sakala coming in for Davis and Kent, who were dropped out altogether. Can we read anything into that, or is that just a squad rotation? Because as far as I'm aware, they weren't injured.
Was Davis dropped out altogether, aye?
Yeah.
He looked, Davis, to be fair... He looked a bit off it at Easter Road. He didn't look himself in the game in midweek. Kent, just back for injury. He was out for a good wee while there. He's just back. So I don't know, maybe if you're looking at Dundee, with all due respect to Dundee, we should be taking care of any Dundee side that comes to Ibrox. So maybe it is a good use of rotation. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, I think Van Bronckhorst would maybe be looking at that game going, right, if we can give the likes of Kent a rest all together, you've got other players that can come on for the bench against Dundee, because we should be taking care of Dundee, to be fair. And for what I've seen, they had one chance, wee bit of a mix-up at the back. But apart from that, it was 3 going on by the 12, but it looks it.
Yeah, I mean, Sakala, we talked about him, he came into the team playing wide left. Mm-hmm. Very unlucky, tested the keeper on a couple of occasions. Always likes the looks of Sakala because he plays with a big smile on his face. And I love that in a footballer. Love that.
It's brilliant. Even the game, was it the Livingston game?
When he came off the bench, everyone was singing the song.
Everybody was singing his name, singing that Zambia song. And you could see him before he came on. He was just laughing and smiling. He just looks like he's just so happy to be alive. he looks so happy, man.
I mean, it's helping his football as well. I thought he played really well out in that kind of wide left. Right? Do you think he's better out there than going through the middle?
I think so. I think because I think obviously he's one of the players. Is he going to be able to lead the line? I don't know. He'll try his heart out, and he has played there before and played somewhere else. But I think if you've got him kind of cutting in for the left or going direct to the touchline, and you have got Morelos on his game as well, and maybe add Kent to that as well, you've got a good kind of mixture there. Do you know what I mean? And Hadji, Aribo coming for deep, and Arfield. It's looking promising up top there.
Yeah. Talking to Hadji there, before he's got the goal, penalty, you should have had that against Charlie Adam when he tripped him.
Aye. Aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Are you going to say no again?
No, I'm not going to say no because I believe it. I thought that was a penalty. I thought that was a penalty.
I think it was probably maybe a penalty in the one we go to East Road.
It was, I would say that
let's,
as well.
Let's talk about that, John.
I backtracked a wee bit on that. If you didn't hear Football Daft last week,
I heard some of it, but I had to get called. I got my half hour call and had to get my makeup.
Ewan pulled my pants down on that one on the podcast where he was there. Typical Ewan came in, took charge of the whole thing. Penalty probably should have gone off, but he got off the goal that he deserved. Aribo, what you say, he's a big handful to deal with, you know what I mean? One of these like big, he's kind of a bit like Rogic is for Celtic, big lanky lad, good feet, batters boys off the ball, you know. And he's young still, and he'll still grow into himself as well. But he's a right handful, eh?
He's another one. I go, he's unplayable on his day, and I don't think you could get the ball off him in a phone box. Honestly, it looks like he could just keep holding the ball all day. But again, I still think there's meant to come. I still think there's meant to come for him. He's probably one of the most informed players in the country, you know, one of your best players. I think him in our field especially look to be thriving under Gio's new kind of setup. Our field looks like he's been given a new lease of life also. Aribo, aye. So, I've always been a fan of Aribo. I like him, man. I've always thought he's a deep right-handed player. And technically, he looks sublime at times, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, could you argue he's best player in Scotland this year? I mean,
you could. Aye, if he keeps going the way he's going, he's got to be up there for player of the season, obviously.
It would definitely be him with Furuhashi, I think, at this point.
There's certain people on the main podcast who would probably disagree with me and say there's another two better than him, but we'll not go there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you were battering on the door. The big keeper, who I was actually really impressed by, Adam Legston, and the Dundee sticks.
Aye. He had a good game.
He had a very good game. Nothing he could do with the own goal, really.
No.
I love an own goal. I don't know why. Everybody loves an own goal, eh? Whatever happened to Danny Baker's own goals and gaffes? Bring that back. Used to get that every Christmas, you know?
What was your boy... The boy Sweeney, it was Sweeney, wasn't it? Scored the own goal for Dundee.
Yeah. I'm surprised you'd be hoping it was Lee Griffiths that scored the own goal. Should he have been off, Lee Griffiths?
Oh, mate.
What a shouts out there. Oh. Should have been mocking.
He's
put his can of juice down, everyone. It's getting serious.
Where do I start with this guy, right? First and foremost, right? I said this to Grado all day. See, every time we played Celtic, he's somebody you would fear. Right?
Yeah.
There's no getting away from the fact he was a very, very good player, right? But what an absolute fall from grace, man. Honestly, that guy, all he's interested in is our fans, noising up the fans, trying to get a reaction, trying to snap players. And I don't even want to waste a lot of time talking about him because I'm not his biggest fan, as you can imagine. But what a fall from grace, and it's pathetic. It's embarrassing because what that guy's got, what he had, and where he was for Celtic. You go, Rodgers, Lennon, bloody Postecoglou, the lot of them. They can't all be wrong. You know what I mean?
He looks. I mean, he does look a bit out of shape. You know, just sitting from a neutral point of view.
And what a player on his day as well. The less said about him, the better, mate. Honestly, it's like he's not interested, man.
Yeah. Well, I know, leads us nicely on to Big Morelos, a player that, you know, you've been very critical this season of. Very critical. In fact, I think he's picked up more Rangers dafties than any other player this season.
Aye.
But did well for his goal. That's, I guess, the Morelos you're looking for. Just that battering ram, ramming his way through defenders. And
things like that were gone for that's all been gone for his game. You could even argue quite a chunk of last season as well. Where you go, that leading the line, all action, taking on two centre-halves himself and ragdolling them, that's been gone for his game. I mean, you see his goal, that was all done to sheer determination and strength and a willingness to get on just to get through the two defenders. And you go, that sort of, see if he just goes back to that kind of back to basics of leading the line, just dragging centre halfs out of position, man. If he can go back to that, dragging centre halfs out of position, God knows how many goals he'll score per game, because we've got that many players going forward now. Do you know what I mean? And you've got Ryan Kent, who against Hibs at Easter Road, again, just commits Porteous, and then you get a penalty, stuff like that. These players just committing players, man. You just, that's what you want.
Do you think there's more of an attacking emphasis on the side now, Steve? Because I'm just looking at the stats here. There's 26 shots from Rangers, which I don't think we've seen that this season, really. See, yep, a lot of people saying that was Rangers' best performance, you know, because it does seem that they're taking the game by the scruff of the neck and going at teams rather than sitting back.
Aye, I mean, you're going, like I said, it was like, under Gerrard, you could almost pick a team in the system when Gerrard was there towards the end of his time there, right? You'd always go 4-3-3, a kind of flat three in the middle. Now it's more like a kind of 4-2-3-1 where you're going, you've got two kind of roaming in the mid, usually just one sitting in the net, another one goes and joins, and then you've got the two wide players as well, and one just behind the forward. So I definitely think it will look more dynamic going forward. We look more of a threat. And what Aribo said after the game, you're going, he's been told to just go and cause carnage, and you're like, somebody like him would thrive on that, because it's almost as if you're going, he's wanting the ball all the time, do you know what I mean? Then you've got, you bring Hadji into the mix, you bring Kent, Morelos, Sakara, Arfield, it's all very offensive-minded players.
Yeah.
Even the Livingston game, you go, right, it was maybe a weird one, some people were going, that's a bit strange to see Arfield playing next to Kamara, as opposed to Davis playing. But you go, we're doing that to be quite aggressive, and you've seen what you get for it. You see Arfield running for deep. No, you didn't see any of the midfield three getting beyond under Gerrard towards the end of his time. We were all
that's
just,
Arfield's game. I mean, that is Arfield's game.
It is. Aye, definitely. And you see that first goal, you see Tav go at the ball. Arfield just runs for deep and gets on the end of it. And that's, again, you're going, maybe he's one of the two that's meant to be in there and give the defence a bit of protection, but he's also got licence to go beyond.
I mean, Rangers don't need that. Certainly at Ibrox.
You don't need two Ibrox against Dundee, no.
You don't need to. Absolutely no way you need that, because teams are just going to sit in against you. So you need that to break down teams. You need that extra
bit.
After the game, GVB, or GVBX as we're calling them, we were controlled, which is what you want to do when you play at home. We created a lot of chances and did not give away any chances, really. We worked hard to get the passing game up at speed, especially against opponents who are organised and defended really well. You could see that the more minutes we played, the more space we got. We also changed the direction of play quickly and dominated those areas. So, yeah, it's just been very, I mean, you can't argue with the job that Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has done since he's come in. It's interesting, but...
Well, look, I mean, what was it against Sparta? 2-0 against Sparta Prague, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
2-0 Sparta Prague, 3-1 Livingston, 1-0 Hibs, 3-0 Dundee. So, it's been a good start. Livy away, first competitive game back, is always a hard place to go. First competitive game domestically. Obviously, getting the job done against Sparta to get us into Europe after Christmas as well, so... Easter Road as well, didn't play well, but got the result. That kind of always stands teams in good stead when you don't play well, but come away for a difficult place with 3 points. So,
happy days. Then, on that note, is there a Rangers Dafty? Can you pick out a Rangers Dafty from the weekend?
I'm just going to give the Dafty to Griffiths.
Right, that was...
Aye.
I thought it was a bit of a soft yellow, to be fair. The second one I thought was more of a yellow than the first one.
Aye, but John, you're a Celtic fan.
Oh, shut up, I am. the Rangers draft rated then, tough.
I'm going to probably go with Aribo.
Oh, really? A lot of people giving Sakala man of the match there.
Aye. But again, I didn't see the full match. I'm just going with highlights.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Nah, see if he's big fucking smile. I'm giving it to Fashion.
Big fucking aye. Fashion is big aye. Fucking smile aye. Gets the Rangers Daft aye. Rated of the week. Fantastic. Aye. Let's look at some news, mate. Really, the last 24 hours have been very, very strange. So, Rangers, there's been this game in Lyon's kind of sitting there. And then last night they've been trying to contact the council over there. And then last night they were told, you're not going because they've got this festival light on. We've not got the policing arrangement. And then today it says Rangers have been left in an impossible situation because they've U-turned again, which is allowing fans to attend Thursday's game. But basically the team, I think, have cancelled their corporate flight. And basically Rangers come out and say uncertainty, frustration, all the supporters, I'm guessing, after that news last night have went and cancelled their flights.
Aye.
Raking in the bins, trying to get their plane tickets out the bins now. So, like, what? It's just
me. I don't understand it. I mean, obviously, right, initially when they're saying, right, this big festival thing and the Rangers game, how long have they known about this?
Aye.
So, to then do that and then a U-turn, and it's an absolute mess. The game's a deed rubber anyway. Do you know what I mean?
So it's like, I mean, that's the big thing. At least it's a deed rubber in terms of, you know, what I mean, we'll get on, we'll talk about it in a minute. And, but yeah, I mean, but if it had been something,
say we didn't get, say it was like 2-1 against Sparta Prague, we had to win by two clear goals, right? Say it was 2-1 and there's still something to play for. It's a total clusterfuck, a build-up for us. Do you know what I mean? You're going, this is a disaster. Do you know what I mean? But thank God we've got the position in Europe secured in Europa League, because if you're going to air in these circumstances, it would be horrendous.
Yeah. Another bit of news. Dave King's come out actually and criticised the club's current hierarchy, saying, having shown unbecoming behaviour by denying Chris Sutton entry into Ibrox. I mean, it doesn't sit well with me, the people getting turned away for, you know, because everyone can be a critic, and I know he's an ex-Celtic player, what have you, but turning people away, and I mean, there's Dave King coming out and saying the same. What do you make of it, of this whole scenario? It's just getting tit for tat as well, isn't it?
It's right. The whole Sutton thing, right, it's a bit of a weird situation, right? But this doesn't really hit the mark with me either, Dave King. This is becoming a tit-for-tat thing, because I know Dave King's allegiances are with the whole Club 1872 thing when he left and he was offering them the share, the chance to get his shares and all that. There's a lot of... I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with Club 1872. For the outside looking in, it looks like there's something all right there. I know Dave King left knowing the best circumstances with Douglas Park, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what's going on there. So,
do you think it's tit for tat?
It's tit for tat with him coming away slack. I think it's unbecoming of Dave King, I think.
Right.
I don't think he should be saying this. I don't think he should be trying to shed any negative light on the hierarchy that's in charge now. That's fine doing that, but don't do it in public.
Yeah.
I don't really agree with what Dave King, do you know what I'm trying to say? I think it's quite unbecoming of Dave King saying that in public and try to slag the people that are in charge of your club now, a club that he fought tooth and nail to get in the position we're in now, and to then be in public trying to slag the powers that be in charge of the club now when we've just lost our manager and we've just got a new manager in. I think it's a bit poor for Dave King, to be honest.
I mean, he recently obviously voted against the re-election of Graham Park as a director. And I think that was based on his support for Club 1872.
Aye.
And he's also obviously still a shareholder at the club as well.
Aye.
You know, it's he's just kind of there in the background now, though, isn't he? He's just kind of
aye. And I don't think, I mean, I'll never slag Dave King because what he done is absolutely monumental for Rangers, but it doesn't sit right coming away, getting these two bobs worth in to slag. That's a bit petty,
yeah.
And you're going, like, I don't really. There's no that much noise coming for the powers that be against Dave King. I mean, they could easily come out and say something about him now, and you go, you don't really need that. It's a bit silly.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, let's move on to Dave King. Reading reports today that Joe Aribo set to reject a new deal at the club amid interest from the English Premier League, which is fully expected. I mean, he's out of the contract summer 2023, so there's a lot of time left in his contract. But Watford, Brentford, Crystal Palace, Crystal Palace has kind of been in the background quite a lot there. They're all kind of sniffing about him at the moment. Is this someone that Rangers can maybe make their first big return on, that first double-figure return on?
100%. 100%. Yeah. I think we'll get good money for Joe Aribo. I think it was good business getting him up for Charlton. Next to nothing, I think we paid for him, didn't we? I don't think we paid a lot of money for him, but if he can keep playing the way he's playing now, we get into Champions League next season, the sky's the limit for him. He's a class act, and if his contract isn't up until the summer of 2023...
Do you cash in the summer?
This summer coming? Yeah. Well, you cash in if the price is right. Yeah. That's the kind of club we are now, and that's the kind of business model I think the club's aspiring to become. So if a right good bid comes in for him in the summer, I don't think we'd knock it back. No, because I think we need to, like I said weeks and weeks ago, we gambled getting past Malmo and getting into Champions League. It didn't work. We need to get in the Champions League this summer, and we need to start, damn it, Celtic Day, we need to start making good money on our players.
It's going to be that first player that goes for double figures from Rangers, because that, I mean, Celtic have obviously had a good few that have went out the door. I mean, do you think they maybe have learnt from the Morelos situation where they've not cashed in at the peak and they've kind of held on there, and it's what we were discussing, you know, you've been looking 7-8 million now for Morelos, maybe? Maybe more than that, but do you think they've maybe learnt from that lesson, and if a decent bid comes in the summer, they'll go, right,
I think the club, I mean, like any other business, we've said it before, you can't keep putting in and not getting a return.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the ideal situation for me is if we win the league this year, there's the high chance of automatic entry into the Champions League. If you then sell some of your assets,
you've got clubs Champions League money to fall back on. Yeah.
Champions League money, sell Aribo for good money, maybe Kamara, maybe Kent. You don't know, just start selling some players to keep that business model going. Then you're going, right, we're in a very, we're in a very, very good position.
Speaking of Europe there, Stephen, let's look at the next game, which is Lyon this Thursday. As you said, it's a bit of a rubber match. What kind of team do you think Rangers will put out on Thursday?
Matt, if it was me, my whole focus is on Sunday. So I would give Patterson a game. I would start Scott Wright, Patterson. I don't know, man.
Do you think he sticks to that team that played against Dundee for the Hearts game and then brings in Kent Davis back in, Scott Wright, who else didn't play on Saturday, just brings in a wholesale change and then keeps...
Because you don't want... Sunday's massive. It's massive because after Sunday, you've got three consecutive home games in the league at Ibrox. So you're looking at that going, right, get this one out the way. You've been to Easter Road, you go to Tynecastle, get these next three home games at Ibrox one, and then you've got to Pittodrie and Parkhead. So this Thursday for me is whatever. Don't get pumped, but don't, do you know what I mean? Like, don't worry about it, man. Don't really.
You change the goalie?
Maybe.
So I guess if you're looking at a team, maybe you've got McLaughlin, Patterson, there's nothing you can really do at centre-half at the moment, so you've got to kind of keep Goldson and Bassey in there, I'm guessing.
Oh, you could play Leon King. Well, Leon King's not in the European squad, is he?
No, I don't think he is.
I don't think Jack Simpson's in the European squad either.
No. Left-back, who'd you go there?
It would have to be Barisic, because you need to play Bassey centre-half.
I'd play Barisic, as, I guess, in midfield then, Lundstrom, Bakuna, Jack?
Maybe, aye.
Right.
Up front. Scott Wright.
Roof comes in.
I get some minutes for Roof because he's not had many minutes.
Yeah, and then Kent comes back in as well, maybe.
Maybe aye.
So then you just do a full wholesale change. I mean, obviously, defences. Do you think that's something he's going to look in January, Stephen, like centre-half?
We need Big Hollander back. He's a main centre-half. I think he steadies the ship at the back, and then maybe bringing in somebody else in, because you don't want to keep relying on Bassey all the time. And Balogun, I don't know with Balogun. He's no spring chicken, is he, Balogun? So you don't. It's like how long these guys take to come back from injury. So maybe, I think obviously Gio's going to be looking at, he's probably got a lot of people in mind to know who he wants to bring in. Do you know what I mean? So
I'd be interested to see what happens, Johnny. Yeah. Bordeaux came off the back of Lyon came off the back of a draw with Bordeaux 2-2 there at the weekend. They have went unbeaten in 12 games. Lyon. So I mean, they're a good side. Right. They're a good outfit. You know, we've seen that obviously in the first leg against them as well. But yeah, what you reckon for this one? He draw win for Rangers. What are you thinking?
You never know, man. We've got a good record earlier. We've had good results earlier. Pumped them 3-0 in the rain ground a few years. Well, a good while ago. I mean, remember that night? Yeah. Big Kuzan, McCulloch, DeMarcus.
Kuzan, Jesus.
Aye. We beat them in France in that French tournament at the start of last season, the pre-season tournament as well. So, you don't know. Don't know. The hanging air there with nothing to really play for. We could go and turn the mirror. You don't know. We could get an absolute pasting. Like I say, I don't really care.
Well, if you don't care about that match, you'll certainly be caring about the match on Sunday. That is one of the worst fixtures to come back out of Europe onto, is going to Tynecastle away. Mm-hmm. 12 o'clock on the Sunday as well.
And I've got a show at 2 o'clock. I'm going to be like nerve with ice, honestly.
You watching it backstage then? He's going to say,
well, I'll watch the first half in the house and then I'll head into town. I'm really nervous about it. I really want to get out of the way. I want to just win and get home, and we've won.
Is it Gio? Do you think this is Gio's biggest test so far? I'm taking the European games into account. Is this the biggest test so far?
Well, I think Sparta Prague was a massive test, because as poor as they were, we were very, very poor, like, leading up to that game, and it was a lot riding on that. And has he, I think, get out of that game that night, he knows the powers that be will want to
get stage,
progress in fucking Europe, know what I mean? But domestically, well, he's been to Easter Road as well. That's always a big test, isn't it? So it is a big one, though. It is. I mean, Hearts are sitting third, didn't they?
Yeah.
They've gone well. They were unlucky at Celtic Park last week. Yeah, chances. Celtic getting their offside goal for a Hashi doing his fucking usual dramatics. So they were unlucky, man. But it will be... it'll be a tough one, but it's never easy got to Tynecastle. And you've got the added bonus as well, going, right, we're kicking off before Celtic, more pressure on them again. And then, like I say, after that, we've got three consecutive home games in the league, so it's a tough one.
It's a tough one, tough one. I mean, Boyce is back for Hearts as well, scoring... there at the weekend as well. So they have got a good squad, Hearts. You look at that squad and you go, you know, when you look at the options you have, Mackay, Stephen, Barry Mackay, I'd argue, you know, people say Aberdeen, I'd say Hearts have got the third best squad in the league. If you look
at possibly, aye. Big Suter's playing,
Kingsley.
Suter's playing great football as well. Big Suter's playing, he's looking great. I'd have a wee eye on him for January. If I'm being honest,
he's out of contract to the end of the season.
Yeah, I know, so I would have a wee eye on him.
Yeah,
aye, they've got a good squad. But if you're going to win titles, man, you need to go to these places and win. So
that's right. That's right. So what are you thinking for the weekend? Then would you take a draw?
I think we need to win. I think we need
to win.
Aye, I would go. I think we'll come away with it. Came away for there 2-1
to Rangers there at the weekend. Look forward to it. Well, fingers crossed you can catch it while you're in costume. Are you going to listen to
12:45. It'll be done by the time my show starts. So I will see you next year.
Well, so if you're going to the pavilion on Sunday for the matinee, you better hope that Rangers have won, because the ugly sister's going to be fucking raging. So that is it for Rangers staff this week. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, if you want to be on it, all you have to do is sign up to patreon.com/footballdaft. if you are a patron, you get to come on, be a guest pundit on the show. We did throw it out. It was very last minute. We're juggling schedules at the moment on staff. People are moving houses. People are in Panto. People are doing radio shows. We're getting there. We're getting there. So we're trying our best. We're trying our best over the Christmas period to keep the podcast coming out. So, Stephen, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Remember, you can still vote in our swanky moment with El Dorado.
What is it this week? I missed it. What is it?
Have you missed it? Right, Stephen, I will give you the options of what is happening this week on... let's just have an update on the poll so far. So, it's an interesting winner. We had the Lucky Hearts fan. I don't know if you saw that. There was a ball kicked and basically this woman was walking along and I think it was Richard Tate hit a shot for St Mirren and it just missed this woman by a ball here and she just turned around and went, oh! that's in last place. Second last place is Tony Watt's goal for Motherwell.
Good goal. It was a good goal.
I don't know if you heard, but Chris Toll texted him after it and said, what a goal, big man. Tony Watt texts back saying, who's this? So that's... That's in third place. Hearts beat Celtic. This didn't actually happen. We recorded two versions of the
podcast. Because you recorded before the game and you found if it was a Hearts win, a Celtic win, a draw. I heard that.
Yeah, so Hearts beat Celtic has got 38%, even though it didn't happen. But winning at the moment, Bob and Grado's TikTok dance as nominated by the listeners. And if you want to see that dance, check out the Pavilion TikTok channel right now. Or the video version of the podcast from last week, patreon.com/...
Do you know what Nicola texted me? Nicola, who is my wife, do you know what she texted me?
What?
When she seen that, she went...
I want a divorce?
No. She went, well, it wasn't far off that. She went, there's my husband.
Well, at least it was like, I've never been so turned on. So get on there, vote on the Twitter, Football Daft Pod, get voting on your swanky moment. We will reveal what is the winner on Thursday show. I think it's looking at the moment, Chris is moving house, so I think it's going to be me, Stephen and Grado this...
The chances are it's probably just going to be me and you.
Grado's...
But he is, he's fucking gone dark today and yesterday.
He's gone dark. Well, we'll hopefully have him. If not, we might
I really hope we've got him, man, because there's some funny stories.
Yeah, let's hope.
We've got a few whoppers, man.
Fantastic. If not, we might bring in the Ewan Cameron.
Ewan Cameron.
So, So, otherwise, the podcast will go out this Friday. So, thanks for listening. Listen to Rangers Daft. Remember, subscribe, rate, review Football Daft on Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, all that jazz. And until next time, Stephen Purden.
We are the people.
Beautiful.
Audio Frontier. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.